Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Metzia Pei Beis, Baba Metzia 82b, pagination 164, starting from the Mishnah about a third of the way down. Hamavir Chovis Mimakom Lamakom. A person was moving a barrel from one place to another. It is not his barrel. He's moving someone else's barrel. The case of our Mishnah was a person is a shomer, he's a guardian on the barrel, and for some reason he needed to move it, perhaps for the benefit of the item, perhaps he needed space, but he's moving it. Veshibra, and he broke it. Bein shamar chinam, bein shamar sachar, yishova. Whether he's a shomer chinam, an unpaid watchman, or a shomer sachar, a paid watchman, he has to make an oath, and what's implied is he makes an oath and he's going to be absolved. What is the oath that he's making? He's making an oath that he was not negligent. Nevertheless, he dropped it. He tripped. Something happened. In halacha, this is brought as din Torah shechayiv. According to Torah law, he actually would be obligated to pay for the item. She'ein ze ones gadol, because this is not a big accident out of your control. You tripped, you dropped it, whatever you did. You would be liable according to Torah law. Aval tiknu chachamim, but the chachamim made a legislation Shavua Shalo Pasha, that you just make an oath that you were not negligent, and he's off the hook. If we look at the next page, Pei Gimel Amar Aleph, we see the reason. On the sixth line, Shavua Zu Takonas Chachomim Hi. This oath is a legislation of the sages. Shim iata omer kein, because if you're not willing to go with this concept, ein lecha adam hamaver chavas lachaveru mimakom lamakom, there's nobody who's going to be willing to move a barrel for his friend from one place to the other. And this opens up an entire very complex topic. Sometimes a barrel needs to be moved. The barrel is in a place that because of the warm season is suddenly getting very hot, warm, it needs to be moved. If you're not going to absolve the person on some level, so then people are going to be negligent or not helpful, etc. And therefore, even though according to Torah law, strict letter of the law, you'd be obligated, there is an out, which is an oath that you weren't negligent. You weren't drunk, you weren't overtired. You have to make sure that the person's not negligent, but beyond that, we let him off. This is related to an interesting question that sometimes comes up, where a person is doing volunteer work for a Mossad organization and accidentally breaks something. I once had a question that came to me about a person learning in Kollel, and he agreed to help the Rosh Kollel move some furniture as they switched office space. And in the process, one of the bookcases that was in transit got touched by a chair and fell and hit a window and broke the window. And the window repair is hundreds of dollars, whatever the window is going to cost. So on some level, you could cry out, Adam Muad La'olam, a person is always liable. And he did. He was walking with the chair, and the chair hit the bookcase. And I'm not sure, what are we supposed to do here? On the other hand, if he approaches the head of the organization, we're hoping that there should be some level of accommodation here for the same reason as we see in our Gemara. Ein lecha adam, no one's going to want to help. A person is helping an organization without getting paid. and is acting within reasonable norms of carefulness, and an accident occurred, so we're looking for some level of understanding instead of simply charging them for the damage that occurred. Take a look further down on the page, right before the new perek. Five lines up, Rabba Bar Bar Chana, a very famous Gemara, a story about how Jewish financial ethics were handled. Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Tavru Lehanu Shekuloi Chavita Dechamra. Rabba Bar Bar Chana had some wine, and he had schleppers, people that were moving the barrel from one place to the other, and it broke. Shokal, they broke it. Shokal ligli mayhu, he took their clothing, their overcoat, whatever it was that he had access to, they weren't wearing it while they were working, and he's taking it as collateral for the damage of barrel of wine. Also, amru l'rav, they went and told Rav, Amalei, so he instructed, Rabba Bar Bar Chana, havlu glimayu, you have to give them back their clothing. You have no right to take their clothing. Amalei, dina hachi. So Rabba Bar Bar Chana asked, is that really the halacha? They're liable. They broke it. Amalei in, and Rav answered, yes, and he didn't answer from a halachic source. He answered from an ethical source. A pasuk in Mishlei, leman telech b'derech tovim. You have to go in a good way. And a good way, you have to give them back their clothing and you can't charge them for the barrel. Yavlu glimayu, so he gave them back their clothing. Amrule, and then they told him, perhaps emboldened, Aniya yanan, we're poor. V'tarchina kula yoma, and we've been working all day for you. So now we broke the barrel, but we worked the whole day. V'kafinan, we're hungry. V'leslan midi, we have no food. How are we going to eat supper? Amalei, so Rav said, Zil havigrayu, you have to pay their wage as well, even though the thing they were hired to do did not bring you a profit. You didn't get the thing moved from one place to the other. Instead, you got a broken barrel on the deal. Pay them. Amalei, so Rabba Bar Bar Chana once again asked, Dina hachi, is that the law? Amalei, and Rav answered in, yes. And again, not from a halachic source, but from an ethical source, a pasuk in Mishlei, V'orchos tzadikim tishmar, the ways of the righteous you should guard. And the result is that these workers, you have to take care of them. And indeed, Rabba Bar Bar Chana not only didn't charge them for the barrel that they broke, but he paid them for their efforts. And this is an extension and an elaboration of this theme that the Mishnah presented, that sometimes a person could technically be obligated, but Chazal stepped in and said, this is precisely an example of either a takana or of a lefnim mishuras hadin, when a person is obligated to act beyond the letter of the law. Yashar koach. Thank you for joining.